Welcome to the Practice Profit System podcast. Do you own a cash-based practice? Are you looking to start one? Tired of working endless hours and still not making enough money? Want to fire your insurance company? Then you're going to love our podcast. Each episode is full of insights and proven strategies to grow your practice to seven figures and more, allowing you to take more time off, make more money, and no longer have to take insurance reimbursements. Plus, get a free copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, where I detail my entire journey to creating my own seven-figure practice. Just go to www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. You just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling, and you'll also get over $1,197 in free bonuses. That's www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Now, on to our show. All right, everybody, welcome to the Practice Profit System podcast. My name is Matthew Galogli. I am your host, and this is where we break down the barriers so that you can charge premium prices for your services, whether you own a med spa, medical practice, cash practice, whatever you're doing in the medical space, we're here to help you. And today, we are going to talk about the power of building trust, part two. Well, what is the power of building trust, part two? Well, take a listen to our podcast that we did just last week. And today, what I'm going to talk to you about is the power of mini webinars. Now, you've all been on a webinar, right? Everybody's been on a webinar. I think my 85-year-old mother-in-law's been on a webinar. You know, they're ubiquitous and they basically were everywhere during COVID. And, you know, I've been doing webinars and teleseminars since about 2004. So to put this in context, back in the day in 2004, we used to do teleseminars and then webinars came along, I think in 2006, 2007. And tell you what, we started doing them. We were using them all the time. In fact, we would do two or three live webinars a week because back then you couldn't record them and replay them. Today, you can record webinars, you can replay them, you can use them over and over again. And the webinar has been utilized in so many different ways that, quite frankly, I think some of the value has been taken for granted. And I love to, what I'm going to share with you is the ways that we use webinars for our clients and in our own clinics to build that trust level with a prospective patient. Now, keep in mind, I'm not expecting every single prospect to go through the webinar. All I'm doing is I'm looking to consistently whittle down. If I have 100 leads that come in, I'm consistently looking for a way to take those 100 leads and turn them into 10 high ticket, high quality buyers that when they walk in the door, are they ready, willing, and able to buy? Okay. This is an important concept for you to grasp because if you're expecting, well, gosh, I got 100 leads and only 10 bought, I'm going to tell you right now, as a longtime marketer and someone who's been in this business for forever, I'll take those numbers every day of the week. Okay. The key isn't about the number. You'll never get 50% of those people to buy. You'll never get 30% of those people to buy. And when you're charging high ticket prices and premium prices, well, you really only need to sell 5 to 10 to make it work. Okay. So how do we do that? Well, one of the things that we like to do is we like to use mini webinars. What is a mini webinar? Well, a mini webinar is something that is about 15 minutes in length, and it's designed to just give somebody a 30,000 to 20,000 foot overview and whet their appetite a little bit about what they can expect from you. Now, keep in mind, any webinar that you do is not designed to scratch the itch. It is designed to irritate the itch, okay? Let me say that again. Your job is not to fix the itch during the webinar or any other type of pre-marketing. Your desire is to irritate the itch, okay? To create just a little bit more pain so that they come in and see you, okay? This is really, really, really important, all right? So when you use a webinar, one of the things that we like to do is that we'll use a webinar somewhere during a warm-up campaign. Now, one of my long original clients, Dr. Siddharth Tambar, started using webinars right at the beginning of COVID. So when COVID hit, we're like, gosh, you know, we got to do something else. And we started doing these webinars and they worked incredibly well. He used to joke that he did not want to see a patient unless they had watched a webinar. He would close 85% of his patients who had watched a webinar when they came in to see him. And to say that number again, using mini webinars, and he actually would use a little bit longer term webinars, like 30 and 40 minutes, he would close 80% of the people who came in who had watched the webinar, because we would tag them in the system and know when they watched the webinar. So what do you do? How do you do this? Well, there's a couple of key things with regards to webinars I want you to understand, okay? One, it's not about you and your skill set. It's about them and their pain, okay? Let me give you a quick example of the difference between these. Most doctors, med spa owners, all of you in the medical field, what they want to do is they want to sit and have this long thing about how great they are. You've heard, if you're a long time listener to this podcast, nobody cares, okay? So what you want to do is instead of saying, hi, I'm Dr. Matt, and I've got my degree from Case Western Reserve, and I've done 8 fellowships, and I've done all this training, and I'm highly trained, and you'll lose the audience immediately. Instead, come out and say, hey, I'm Dr. Matt, and today we're going to be talking about XYZ and how you can fix your issue in as little as X amount of days, okay? Now, I know that this is an important topic for you because of this joint pain issue, let's say, you're unable to sleep through the night. You are finding yourself addicted to pain pills. You feel like the only solution that you have is surgery. Well, if you'd like to consider a different option, pay attention, stay on this webinar and I'll walk you through it. Okay. Now what I've done is I've really attached to that person. The second thing is that don't bore them with a lot of content on the slide. Okay. Again, most of the slides that I see with people, that doctors and med spas and all these people, is they want to put up all this technical data. Nobody cares. Okay. Nobody cares. What they care about is, am I going to be able to throw the football again? Am I going to be able to wear a bikini during swimsuit season at the beach? Is my husband going to be attracted to me again? Am I going to be able to get past this crazy world of menopause? Am I going to be able to get an erection again? Am I going to be able to feel young again? This is all they care about. Okay. And then the final thing is, don't discuss price. Then most importantly, just give them a really brain dead, simple way for them to come and see you. It's that simple. And these are really, really simple and direct. Now, again, for my top clients, people that we do a lot of their done for them work, we provide done for you webinars. And we love doing these done for you webinars. We actually do all the recording. We make them personalized for you. We have an entire team that does all this because this is what we do in our own clinic. So I share with you what we do. So we handle all of that for you. If you want to find out more, just contact my assistant, Alejandro, am@srpmedicalmarketing.com. That's am@srpmedicalmarketing.com. Look, use webinars. Use them. They're fantastic. But make them simple. Make them tight. Make them about the patient and give them a clear, specific, easy way for them to take action. You'll find that you're going to get great, great results, and you're going to have a lot better patients sitting in front of you that's willing to spend more money with you. All right, that's it for this week, folks. Thanks again for listening to the Practice Profit System. We enjoy your support so much. We keep getting record number of downloads. Keep sharing it. Keep pumping it out there. We appreciate everything you do for us. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, take a moment and share it with your fellow medical professionals or post a positive comment and rate it on wherever you just listen. Now, don't forget, you can get a copy of my book, The Anatomy of a 7-Figure Medical Practice, for free. Just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling. Plus, you'll get over $1,197 in free bonus material. Simply go to srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. That's srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.